Blog Talk Radio.
I got the diva. You're an artist, business. Artist about your business. Business that's artistic. Here we showcase the gifted. Come tune in and get lifted. Learn to hustle and flip it. Whether you're on a budget or riding around and getting it. Got promo at the wazoo. Call in, we'll spot you. All the artists on Fox, so you know that music hot too. We got you, can't knock it. Interviews the topic. Yeah, the haters won't block it, but a freight train could stop it. We on the spot, on the grind. 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 We on the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind.
Hey, Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey, Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey, Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey, Ebony B, I got your diva.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
It's Frontline Fridays with the Diva Ebony B. Powered by Phenomenal Radio.
Squad up. Y'all know what time it is. It's your girl Diva Ebony B, and you are now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays. Each and every Friday, we showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the hottest in independent music and independent artists. We're going to have Lonnie Mack up in this thing, man. Shout out to Atlanta. Big shout out to Georgia. Big shout out to Del Star Entertainment. And big shout out from Black and Keeping It Moving Radio for definitely hooking us up with Lonnie Mack, man. Y'all make sure y'all follow him on Twitter at Lonnie Mack. Again, that's at Lonnie Mack. We're going to be playing his hot track tonight, Go to Work. And we're going to get into a live interview with him. So make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. Also, if you want to get some requests or some shout-outs, make sure you hit our phone lines, the front lines, 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. Follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B. That's at Diva Ebony B and at Diva Spot ENT. Let's go ahead and get into some hot independent music. Where are my go-getters at? Big shout-out to Helen Kane. We're about to get into it right now.
Put your hands up. Put your hands up. Don't stop.
Yeah, I'm kinda bossy, but this lifestyle's cost. Gotta beat them with the stick to keep them off of this shit. I'm size 11 sticks, first round draft pick. They get addicted to the class, I see through them like glass. I'm better than good, I'm not trying to brag. So please pay attention to the words that been said. You gotta break it down and try to regret. I'm too busy getting bread. Yelling, boy, they corporate. Pushing a lag plus a bed.
Set up and cast a check.
I'm trying to get that. So go forget it, baby. Go with that. Then forget it, baby. I'm a go-getter. Go-getter.
Don't stop.
I'm a go-getter.
In the corner store boosters. Get up, get out, go get it. Focused on the future. Strike while the up and hot. Crease them up, heavy starch. Master the art, grind till our records kill charts. Marks wanna down talk. Secretly that chill lead. That was told to me by my big homie Seaweed. Money trees, perfect place to lay low key. Count G, hotboxing out the dispensary. Street to street, rims crawl over concrete. Week to week, pockets stay fat, Monique. Cheek to cheek, get it cracking with a freak. Back to back champ, so tomorrow means repeat. It's all for the taking, a wall into win. My hunger all depends what they serving for din din. Tuck my napkin and get ready to feast. My crew's a bunch of go-getters, time to go eat.
Go-getter. money train. Watch it tear, make it rain. Just keep the change, we got too much gain. Meet me up for help and came. Untamed.com, now I'm on. Certified, go get the first place, real winner. 16 colder than a winner. First lady squad member. Team player qualified. Been labeled as a ride or die.
That's right.
Young ladies, I'm trying to teach them. Put this heat right underneath them.
Yeah.
Motivated as they come. They see me rise like the sun. Southern comfort like Dixie. And yeah, I'm kinda picky. Respect, you better have some. Keep it 101.
I'm trying to get that. So go forget it, baby, if you went with that.
I didn't see that coming.
Big shout out to all the go-getters out there. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Make sure all my go-getters go and check out Helen Kane. Follow her on Twitter at Helen Kane M. That's at Helen Kane M, HellenKaneM on Twitter. And make sure you definitely check her out. Frontline Fridays is powered by Phenomenal Radio. Let's get into more of this hot independent music. Squad up.
It's Frontline Fridays with the Diva Ebony B. Powered by Phenomenal Radio. The most versatile hip-hop station in the world. Global network. Global audience. Global radio. Phenomenal radio.
Watch. I threw up, mixing that brown and white. We blew up, nigga, that's only right. The world is mine, God bless my life. The world is mine, day and night. I fly with hawks, we take a flight. Half the planes don't never land. Gangsta walking on satellite. We grew up, flipping that brown and white. I threw up, mixing that brown and white. Half the planes don't never land. I'm gangsta walking on satellite. Big victory, I sacrifice. The world is mine, God bless my life. The world is mine, God bless my life.
You recognize real, so the hops slide with me. Give it every day, we're here till the Lord comes in me. You know how we ride, ain't no gimmicks. Whole world gone, ain't no limits. Got winning on my mind like every 5 minutes. You fuck niggas lying like every 5 sentences. I'm your nemesis, Genesis. High in the sky like an all-white Pegasus. Ain't no crime if it ain't no evidence. Real world evidence, real world evidence. Got ain't no hesitance. Whole world gone, ain't no limits. Like my melanin, cake up, man. I don't mean evidence. They just hate cause they ain't relevant. I'm that nigga, I just keep telling them. D-O-A-B. We just keep killing them. FYI, my hood ain't killing them. You know how we ride. Ever since I got my cake up, I feel like the world is mine. I ain't lying, better wake up. You know how we ride. Ever since I got my cake up, I feel like the world is mine. I ain't lying.
I grew up flipping that band of white. I grew up mixing that brown and white. We blew up, nigga, that's only right. The world is mine, God bless my life. The world is mine, day and night. I fly with hawks, we take a flight. Half the planes don't never land. Gangsta walking on satellite. Grew up flipping that band of white. I grew up mixing that brown and white. Half the planes don't never land. I'm gangsta walking on satellite. Big victory, I sacrifice. The world is mine, God bless my life. The world is mine, God bless my life. How we ride, how we ride.
that's my life and that's how we ride. And now you know I show you what we riding for. Black brother from the bottom trying to find my soul. These wood gangs got my niggas to pound and all the sacrifice is written. You don't know my life. I'm living mine up in the stars. You don't know that light above it all with them hawks. And we praying on you march straight stone with the rhyme. Better know me right. What I'm riding for is what I'm dying for. Full blown self-reliance all around the globe and bring some light to the streets where we dying for. 1,000 and 100 niggas planet the O. Is he dead wrong? I say hell no. I'm a product of the system that ain't come out right. Now we at y'all to the downfall. Hip hop is a weapon and I'm slinging the iron. I made up my mind to do it till the day that I die. Too thick in the gang with a militant mind. Now we ask the planes with that black pal. Falsifiers just acting now. From the church to the street, military with the heat, expedition with them things in the backseat. Got prolific with the grind, follow God for the light till he pointed out the one to detach me.
I grew up flipping that van and white. I grew up mixing that brown and white. We blew up, nigga, that's only right. The world is mine, God bless my life. The world is mine, day and night. I fly with hawks, we take a flight. The planes don't never land. Gangsta walking on satellite. I grew up flipping that van and white. I grew up mixing that brown and white. The planes don't never land. I'm gangsta walking on satellite. Big victory, I sacrifice. Real is mine, God bless my life. Real is mine, God bless my life. How we ride, how we ride.
You can talk about us, but you can't talk without us. Phenomenal Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it be. K9 RTL, baby. TMU on the track, baby, let's get it. Why you mad, bro? Hey, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Let's talk about it, baby. Yeah, they smile in your face and they love you, right? Yeah, God blesses you in your life, now they hate you, right? What's up with that? I thought we on the same team, but now we think y'all wanna scheme. You say we fam, what does that mean?
Scheming, heming, plotting, trying to figure where the album's dropping. Trying to lock me like, boy, stop it. And you do this often. What's up, dog? What's popping? Do you really want this problem? I am God's child. Like, what up, Lord? What up? What it is? I need your help so I can handle my business. What is this it? This dude is tripping, and I'm not trying to sin. Go that way upon the Lord, shall renew their strength. Come. I thought we were on the same thing, but I guess we're not. And that was just all a dream. Okay. Well, God is on my side, I guess that's a dream team. I guess I'm an all-star, and you in the D-League. Why you mad, bro? You put yourself in this blight. Trying to knock me cause I am in God's grace. Devil blinded you like he prayed you with me. You show me love, but now all you do is hate. They smile in your face and they love you, right? God blesses you in your life, now they hate you, right? What's up with that? I thought we on the same team, but now it seems y'all wanna scheme. You said we fam, what does that mean?
They talking reckless.
Homeboy, what is up with that?
They talking reckless.
You don't know me like that.
They talking reckless.
Guys gon' have to deal with that. You looking angry.
So why you mad, bro? Why you mad, bro? Tell me why you mad, bro. Why you mad, bro? Tell me why you mad, bro. Why you mad? Why you mad, bro? Tell me why you mad, bro?
They smile in your face.
All the time, they only wanna take your place.
Backstabbers out the trunk, easy cipher on your character.
With malice talk or no less than 140 characters.
No amateurs, these haters today are strictly professional.
They hunt, all the time front, all the time talk behind your back to bring you.
All the time mad, all the time lose, but it's L7, I can't be a
cause everything I have and I'm ever gonna be,
it's not from me, it's G-O-T.
Set me free,
no L-I-E,
life is free.
When you see my wrist, can you see my whip?
Just know my light shine bright, so bright, yeah, homie, we keep on blind.
They see no J's, your stylish ways.
Don't see your sacrifice when you live life down on your face.
Cause undeserved anger and a hate, make it just a guilty as a murder with the case.
Throwing combinations, I'm a name, you ain't safe.
Got your attention at ease about faith for the judgment.
No grudges, if nothing good and what you're talking about, please do me a
your favor.
You keep my name out your mouth.
They smile in your face and they love you, right?
Uh-huh.
God blesses you in your life, now they hate you, right? What's up with that? I thought we on the same team. But now it seems y'all want a team. You say we stand, what does that mean?
They talking reckless.
Homeboy, what is up with that?
They talking reckless.
You don't know me like that?
They talking reckless.
Y'all gon' have to deal with that. You looking angry for sure.
Why you mad, bro? Why you mad, bro? Tell me why you mad, bro? Why you mad, bro? Tell me why you mad, bro? Why you mad, bro? Tell me why you mad, bro? Why you mad, bro? Tell me why you mad, bro?
Why you mad, bro? It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays, where we showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the hottest in independent music. That was RTL right there. Why you mad, bro? Make sure you check him out on Twitter at RTL. Also hit him up on Facebook, RTL. They definitely doing a thing. I'm definitely feeling that track right there. Make sure you call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. Who grinding hard and who's sleeping less? I want to know. Call me up. Let's go.
Yes.
Like
that way more than a man.
You don't like it and leave me alone. Got a few bands in my pocket, cause I'm rocking it like a pop to grown. Out fast like a watch thrown. They was unaware that I'm not the one. You want to touch, sure, they don't flex on me. But I'll pull it to the spot with the top gone like broom. Let the people see that no wrong, no bush. Just me and mine and my pistol, homie, what it do? Got the dollar signs in my view. Been dope lines, what I do. So my mother told me, better get a shot. They'll look back to her and say true. Now kill me. Respect it cause I'm really rich. Made a good impression that they feel this. Can't question my progression when I'm illish. Got more than just a passion and a skill for this. They be coming at me how real it is. Saying that the music and the feel is sick. And a signing date on that dotted line so that we can fill a deal like real quick. I'm a top scholar out of college, white collar, said college, said I want more talent. That's like all the people that would laugh when I holler on Twitter now asking for a follow. Rush through the short, had me wishing I was taller. Buffy had me wanting flex, same like a baller. I was notorious from the VIG. Put some drugs in the back of the Impala. Trippin', 20 things for certain. Hitting like the step and it's lurking. Not crying hard, not lesson. I got no regrets cause I'm working. I endure the pain when I'm hurting. No brighter day is gonna surface. Shout out to the fans, you gotta understand. You make it worth it. When I'm crying, I'm crying. Like me, then leave me alone. Finally, I'm awake to the top, to the top. Like a rock, you know how I'm taking off. Problems that I'm facing, gotta shake them off. Cause anytime wasted is a make it off. No merit to the game, try and play it small. Cause if I'm ever caught cheating, that'll break it all. Like, yo, I want those problems. She has to weigh more than a model. Started from the bottom. Now we tip 100 to the waitress like, we want more bottles. Grab more models. Now we entertaining for the night. No damn well we ain't gon' follow. In the conversations like, see when I see you, it's all right. Shorty was like, but I holler. Cause I got work to do. Ready to see. On the move, so we better eat. Studio and the tour bus up on the airplane and every beat. But all I know is these damn beats. See the life I chose, but it was planned for me. And I'm grateful, yo. Don't get me wrong. If it wasn't for the songs, probably wouldn't be. So I cry hard. Left, I like no breath. But I got breath. I know success ain't never come without no stress. And I must confess that I'm so blessed. Ask me the best, but ain't no guess. I got a sick surprise. Need sick signs. Need book checks in my progress. Jumps, Grind hard, not sleep, let's grind hard, not sleep, let's grind hard, not sleep.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
Revolution never televised, presidents gon' tell lies, we open eyes when we socialize, and they acting dumb like they so surprised. She's crossing the Rubicon, bloodstains on my Louboutin, from the conflicts, but I ball hard, while they starve in caves and they lose arms. Louis 13 and my holy grail, let it run it over to everybody as drunk as hell. Private school for the rich kids, poor kids get the private jail. American gangsters, yeah, they ship it in, that cocaine, that's Hunger Games in every hood. Gladiator fighting project arenas, corporate pharaohs, poor De Niro's, priests looking down the barrel of a Syrian rebel, backed by the devil, that's why we never see peace, just war forever. These motherfuckers in denial like they drowned in Egyptian rivers. Love to the ones in Egyptian riots. Freedom's born through a non-compliance. So wake the lions. Wake the lions. Silence is broken. My truth has been spoken. Focus, I'm focused. My third eye is open.
Go oil, drugs. And God we trust. Go oil, drugs. In the city of... oil and drugs, gold oil, drugs, gold oil, drugs.
Low vibrations embraced by these holy nations. Petroleum's the motivation. Snakes with no soul who control the matrix. Fake ish, no face, political atheists. I believe in the people that bring freedom. We're equal, that's why we hit them with a little bit of drones. No lie, ask Barry Satoru how you bring peace when you make war zones. Pedophiles from the Pentagon to the Vatican. X-File case closed, never let them in. Just give them a gun and a feather in, and then make them all consider that others are veteran. Bitch, I'm Michael Hastings. Edward Snowden. I'm Bradley Manning. My third eye is open. Riding shotgun in a dream of Huxley. In a brave new world and the future's ugly. Nothing's what it seems. Hold up, we fighting the machine. Hold up, anger's no stranger to my emotions. Omens run deep as Atlantic oceans. Looted by BP. Kids die from the greed in D.C. Y'all don't hear me.
Is broken, my truth has been spoken. Focused, I'm focused, my third eye is open. Go oil, drugs, and God we trust. Go oil, drugs, in the city of gold, oil and drugs. Go oil, drugs, go oil, drugs, in the city of,
we living in the Orwell vision, new world order. Ambitious, listen to what I gotta say. Don't listen like NSA when they in on the Constitution. Send the boots in, martial law, Stockholm solution. Promise change and change a promise. The same carnage predicted by Nostradamus. Whatever happened to the Marcus Garvey's and the Malcolm X's and the Bob Marley's, huh? Why the fuck all these people starving? Why they funding millions to Al-Qaeda armies? Speak truth like Lauren Hill and get diagnosed and called mentally ill. This is real in the field. Ain't no coming back when you pop the red pill. But still, I'm feeling the energy change. Conscious levels on a higher plane. Full control, yeah, that's the end game. Once you play this, this the insane. Create fear, then sell you hope. CIA cartel gon' send in boats. Lock you up if you move the same note. Confiscate, we flip the same dope in the city of God.
Silence is broken, my truth has been spoken. They need full control, my resistance is potent. Focus, I'm focused, my third eye is open.
It's Frontline Fridays with the Diva Ebony B. Powered by Phenomenal Radio.
Friday, front line, Friday, front line, Friday, front line, Friday, it's front line, Friday, 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 business that's artistic. Here we showcase the gifted. Come tune in and get lifted. Learn to hustle and flip it. Whether you're on a budget or riding around and getting it. Got promo at the wazoo. Call in, we'll spot you. All the artists on Fox, so you know that music hot too. We got you, can't knock it. Interviews to topics. Yeah, the haters won't block it, but a freight train could stop it. We on the spot, on the grind. 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 We on the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind.
Hey, Ebony B, I got you, diva. Hey, Ebony B, I got you, diva. Hey, Ebony B, I got you, diva. Hey, Ebony B, I got you, diva.
Welcome to Frontline
Friday.
It's Frontline
Friday.
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 The most versatile hip-hop station in the world. Global network. Global audience. Global radio. Phenomenal radio.
Pop on these niggas and they little allegations. Allegations. Word up. My whole team is the cyanide in the game, yo. Stand them in the joints. Don Diggler, QD. Yo, 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 it's the truth, analyze and destroy demise. I think wise and my team rise up. Split pies up. I ain't popping the album because I was tied up. And busy running the street. Kept the fries up. In a fly truck, so while I'm out on the grind, I wanna touch something, and living life like crime, but I ain't bust nothing, and I know all of these niggas, but I don't trust nothing, head low, stay strong through my production, a lot of niggas fall victim to death and destruction, while I be on the ill blocks where the goons be hustling, in the same hood, where the niggas want me to pop shorty, I'm too smart, I only run with the top 40, then I do my thing like baby, I got sporty, Diggler,
yeah.
Yeah,
responsible for
88. Yo, 88, nigga.
What, no gauge, nigga?
I've been on the island way before the 8th, nigga. You wanna copy my style, bring a tape with ya. How many niggas get paid but never ate with ya? Ain't no love in your heart, you just an 8, mister. I came back in the game and bought a straight sister. And now I'm king sitting on my throne. Your mind is blown. Hey yo, I take care of my seeds till my seeds are grown. A lot of niggas hating on Dawn, I hold my own. Bitch, you Dawn on welfare, I work for mine. Before I let you in my life, I gotta work your mind. A lot of niggas vampires, not worth your time. Might throw me in the well like they did Joseph. Gotta watch for the ones that's closer, too focused. I like my eggs in the morning with toast sticks. Trying to stay away from crime, keep my face off posters. Diggler, you know what I'm saying? This is my word, man.
We are what radio should be.
Baby, I don't plan on losing out. Don't know it yet, but
I'm the one that you can hit without a bold statement, cause we ain't never met before. But everything starts somewhere, so let's go. Yeah, you heard right, had me since the first sight. So it is goodbye, or the beginning of the first night. Cause what I see, I like it, wanna get to know you better. I'm a winner, you're a winner, we can celebrate together. Me and you, a party of two. See, I'm attracted to your curves and the way that you move and the way you carry yourself. You just do you, and that's something that I can really relate to. Much more than the physical, even though I'm digging that. Nice conversation to accompany that silhouette, and I can't wait to reminisce on a story like this.
I was walking through the club, I seen you on the dance floor. I like the way you move, I like the way you move. Knowing that the club is packed, all eyes on you. Baby, you're a winner, so you know I can't lose.
Losing's not an option, they hate you, but steady watching. Ignore them and keep walking, we sipping and just talking. Conversation getting good. This a different side of me, feeling comfortable. Like this is where I'm supposed to be, as loud as yeah. Got a little closer to me, wanna hear you talk. So I can see where your mind at, where you draw the line at. What make you smile, let's see if we can find that. I like your reaction, the way you smile just at the thought of me asking. Must be asking the right thing, nobody knows you better than you. But I'm hoping that might change, if I can let the hating past stay in the right lane. Hands are 10 and 2 and watch for signs. I'm just taking in the view and I'm enjoying mine. Yeah, I'm enjoying mine.
I was walking through the club, I seen you on the dance floor. I like the way you move, I like the way you move. Knowing that the club is packed, all eyes on you. Baby, you're a winner, so you know I can't lose.
What radio should be.
Put your hands up. Put your hands up. Don't stop.
Yeah, I'm kinda bossy, but this lifestyle's cost. Gotta beat them with a stick to keep them off of this shit. I'm size 11 stick, first round draft pick. They addicted to the slabs, I see through them like glass. I'm better than good, I'm not trying to brag. So please pay attention to the words that been said. So you gotta break it down and try to regret. I'm too busy getting bread. I'm tryna eat in the bed. Yeah, lame boy, they corporate red. Pushing a bag plus a vet.
Set up and cast a check.
I'm tryna get that.
In the corner store boosters. Get up, get out, go get it. Focus on the future. Strike while the up and hot. Crease them up, heavy starch. Master the art, grind till our records kill charts. Marks wanna down talk. Secretly that cheerlead that was told to me by my big homie Seaweed. Money trees, perfect place to lay low key. Count G, hot boxing out the dispensary. Street to street, rims crawl over concrete. Week to week, pocket stay fat, Monique. Cheek to cheek, get it cracking with a freak. Back to back champ, so tomorrow means repeat. It's all for the taking, AWOL into win. My hunger all depends what they serving for din din. Tuck my napkin and get ready to feast. My crew's a bunch of go-getters, time to go eat.
Go getter, go getter.
been labeled as a ride or die.
That's right.
Young ladies, I'm trying to teach them. Put this heat right underneath them.
Yeah.
Motivated as they come. They see me rise like the sun. Southern comfort like Dixie. And yeah, I'm kind of picky. Respect, you better have some. Keep it 101.
Fridays with the Diva Ebony B.
Powered by
Phenomenal Radio.
that Nina. She think I'm a roster, I keep some fire. No more smoking roaches, we smoking out of beats. Smoking swishes by the zippers, call me Jack Tripper. Dudes with me cause I think of Pimp C. Competition's non-existent, I gotta be a G. I got victories written on me, the game belongs to me. Better wake up, you know how we ride. All my weeds designed, they hit me, all my fly. Hate ain't in my nature, I can't even lie. Ever since I got my cake up, I feel like the world is mine. I ain't lying. Better wake up. I'm not a prophet, I'm more like King Solomon. Dead to the fake, I give haters the blues. Give them the truth in the booth, and my life is the proof. I'm the truth, I got nothing to hide. You hide and we ride, and you know how we ride. Bullets and bloods on the passenger side. Take out the trash and we back in the sky. Wake up and kick up, go get it or die. The devil's a lie, the world is mine. Open your eyes and I open your mind. Ride with the riders and follow the blind. I hope you get yours, I'ma always get mine. Why should I lie ever since I got cake? I think everything mine, I think everything mine. Better wake up.
You already know what time it is. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Make sure you follow me on Twitter, at Diva Ebony B. That's at Diva Ebony B. That was just Firewater Red Star right there. Well, you know how we ride. Make sure y'all check him out. Firewater Red Star.
All right, all right, all right. Yeah.
Now, y'all know how we get down each and every Friday. We have a hot artist come on to showcase their music, interview them, and learn more about them and their brand. We got Lonnie Mack that's going to be coming up in here in a minute, and we're going to be showcasing his hot tracks tonight, Go to Work. So big shout out to everybody that's tuned in live right now. Everybody text everybody, hit everybody up on Facebook, hit everybody on Twitter. Let them know that Lonnie Mack is live in the building. Call 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Before we bring Lonnie Mack in, my son did something incredible. And I just thought it was really, really awesome. So he's been on this Button Beat site. So he said, hey, Mom, I want to make a beat so you can play on the show while you interviewing Lonnie Mack tonight. And I said, word? He's like, yeah, so this is Wednesday. I said, go ahead and make it. So he went to Button Beats. He made the beat. And not only that, he pulled up Audacity and recorded it all by himself. My son is about to be 12 years old this month. I think I got a future engineer. But I'm going to go ahead and play this beat for him, and then I'm going to go ahead and bring in Lonnie Mack. And we're going to get feedback from Lonnie Mack on this beat because, you know, he do it big. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let's go ahead and bring Lonnie Mack live in the building. Lonnie Mack, what's going on, baby? Welcome to the front line.
What's going on, Diva? I'm chilling, man.
You already know.
Shout out to my TOG clique. Shout out to Delaware. Shout out to Philly. Shout out to the whole tri-state. You know what I mean? I'm in the building.
That's definitely what's up, man. Big shout out to Black and Keeping the Middle of the Radio. Big shout out to Del Star Entertainment. Big shout out to everything that you guys doing over there. Lonnie Mack, you got this hot track called Go to Work. Tell us about that.
Man, Go to Work is just a high energy track. It's straight for the club, straight for the strip club. I just had a feeling when I heard the beat. When my producer sent it to me, I was like, man, I gotta do some high energy. I gotta do something to turn it up. And when I heard it, the first thing that popped in my head was like, look, it's time to go to work. You know what I mean? So I just took that concept and I ran with it. And from there, it's a magic game.
That's definitely what's up. We definitely feeling the track right here on Frontline Fridays. Lonnie Mack, how long have you been doing music and how did you get started into the music industry?
Oh, man, I've been doing music since I was about like 12 years old, and I'm 27 nice. Right now. So it's been some years now, and I got introduced to music because my whole family, they came up in music, whether it was in church or, you know what I mean, little singing groups outside of church or whatever they was doing. I was just always involved with it. I always seen it, and I was always part of it. And I always was like, man, that's where I want to be. That's what I want to do. That's what makes me happy. So when I seen it, I just took it, I ran with it, and I made my own of it.
Wow. That's definitely what's up. And to be in music and be surrounded with music, you know, all that life, either with the church, how did that affect your upbringing? How did that affect you as a young man and growing into a man right now? What were some of the benefits? Did it keep you out of trouble? Did it keep you focused?
Now, you know what? I'll tell you honestly, I lost my father at a young age. So what it was is I didn't have no guidance. So a lot of lessons I had to learn on my own. You know what I mean? So as far as the church background, you know what I mean? Once he wasn't there, a lot of the stuff I had to figure out for myself. So all the trouble that it could have kept me out of, I ended up in anyway. All the problems that I shouldn't have been in, I ended up in anyway. But at the end of the day, I realized that music was the gift that I was given. And I was supposed to be doing that from the get-go. So I sort of just left all the other stuff alone and just focused on some positivity. And that's where I'm at right now in my life. That's where I'm at right now.
Well, I see that you're in a good space.
I'm
you're getting a lot of love out there, man. You getting a lot of love. You getting spread around. Go to work is definitely creating a buzz. You blazing up the hotlines. You interviewing everywhere. You got Del Star Entertainment behind you. So you definitely are in a really good space right now. So congratulations on that,
yeah.
man. Congratulations
on
that.
Yeah.
Let's get into the contract right now. No problem.
Definitely.
Let's get to this hot track right now called Go to Work. Lonnie Mack, why don't you go ahead and introduce Go to Work and let them know that they're hearing it live right here on Frontline Fridays.
Hey, straight up on Frontline Fridays, this is your boy Lonnie Mack introducing my single Go to Work, the hottest thing that y'all ever heard on the streets right now. It's the twerk song of the year. So y'all going to turn up to this, all the twerkers twerk to it, put it on your IG. Put it on your YouTube, whatever y'all got, whatever y'all, Twitter, whatever. It's Lonnie Mack, shouting up to 302 to 215. Go to work. Let's get it.
Ah. Lonnie. Let go. It's time to go to work. Work, 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 work. It's time to go to work. Work, 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 work. It's time to go to... Bad, bad, said I love the way you twerk. I wanna see you on your job, time to go to work. All the ballers overhead, come get reimbursed. Shorty, I spend it all the night, but first it's time to go to work. Suit and tie on it, talking briefcase money. Walking lotto in this, on that cheapskate money. Blow it, get it back, I'm talking rebate money. You and me, baby, plus your teammate money. I got y'all spinning, I'm rolling, I rent it, I own it. No tenant, I'm frozen, I'm frigid, young nigga handling business. Falling, peep my efficient, my shot, I never miss it. You broke, don't get it twisted like keys in the ignition. She with it. With it. Yeah, yeah, she with it. Can't you see she's so committed? She working like her religion. Nolan Ryan, I'm pitching. She catching it like Piazza. Pockets fat as Jamarcus. Pass off, not a problem. It's not an option, or is it? Nope. I just play the game. No extra O's with these. They tell me that my heart is froze. I say, whose isn't? Then I ask the call. She told me, just pay attention. Girl, it's time to go to work. Work, 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 work. It's time to go to work. Work, 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 work. It's time to go to bad, bad, said I love the way you twerk. I wanna see you on your job, time to go to work. All the ballers overhead, come get reimbursed. Shorty, I spend it all the night, but first it's time to go to work. Shorty play the pole like a politician. She on the job and she gon' work, I won't dismiss them. I upgrade them and show them just how I'm living. Got a Maserati drive and shorty digging the vision. Okay. I got it, girl, so watch me throw all this wallet out. Yeah. It's all good, she working with that Bunani out. Going on a 5 and I'm needing her over Thomas. See mommy putting them hours, so I'm making the showers. She dropping just like the towers, I'm killing it like Osama. Introduce her to the comments, in and out of the designer. No shame in my game, that's incentive. Mommy made my
tricking, girl, if you get it. So baby, bring that stuff, drop it to the floor. Grow up, you can leave them at the door. I know you say you're wrong, take a look up at the scope. Real, keep them bottles on pole.
I told her working for a Birkin or maybe Balenciaga.
Yeah.
I got them comments, lil' mama, that's my persona. I see you ballin' them, you like Joanna.
What?
That work might need a permit, that's minor. I don't think she loving, just love my potential. And all the freaky little things that I love to get into.
Right.
With that mouthpiece, like, is you good with that dance too? Slanted eyes on the coupe, the shit's
on the end. Work. It's time to go to work.
It's Frontline Fridays with the Diva Ebony B. Powered by Phenomenal Radio. We are what radio should be.
You already know what time it is. Your girl Diva Ebony B. I'm back up in this thing. Frontline Friday squad up. We got Lonnie Mack up in this thing, and we just played this track, Go to Work. We definitely want to get your feedback, so go to call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard. I see the call lines lit up. I'm going to get to y'all in 1 second, but I got a couple of questions. And it's my show. I can do what I want to do. Lonnie Mack, before we go any further, I want to go ahead and play this beat for you. So you started off in music at 12 years old. Yeah, play the beat.
Yeah.
Play the beat, Diva. Want to get your feedback.
Let me get that job.
I think it's like 2 minutes and 34 seconds. So let me play this right here. Let's go.
She likes my beat. Look at
happening.
Watch. Now, that was a 12-year-old that made that little beat right there. Lonnie Mack, what you think about that track for the young man?
What I think about it is for being 12, honestly, he had it in the right direction. And as far as creative criticism, I would say this. As far as the drum pattern was cool, but it's got to be more breaks in it. It can't be as repetitious as it is. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
As far as the drum pattern, it's good for a little 8-bar joint just to be like, this is what I'm starting with. But you got to add some more. You got to differentiate between that. And as far as having that drum pattern and going into the differences between the hook and the verse part, you gotta be able to tell the difference between when the verse drop and when the hook come in.
Mm-hmm.
So from there, you got to drop out some sounds that you're going to keep into your hook from the verse. So some parts that you got to drop out of that. You can't keep all the patterns in there that you got in there as far as when you run into your verse from what you have from your hook. You got to be able to for people to hear when the beat actually drops. That's what a drop's called. When all that shit, boom. When everything drop out and you hear the actual part, that's like, oh, okay, this is where I'm supposed to rap. That's what a drop is. But as far as like a good starting pattern, to be 12 years old, you want the right track. You want the right track.
There you go.
That's what you want to do.
Yeah. And you got that from Lonnie Mack right there, man. MTG, a.k.a. Makai the Great, man. Definitely listen and tune in on the phone lines. We definitely thank you for that feedback, Lonnie Mack. We're going to go to the phone lines and get some feedback on your music as well. And I got a couple more questions. And, you know, because it's a lot of stuff that you're doing. I Googled you.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Diva. I definitely do.
Oh, no problem. Let's go to the hotlines and get some love. Let's go to the front line, 253-35 now. You're now live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B. Special guest, Lonnie Mack up in this thing, squad up. What's your name?
Hey, I'm coming from, I'm Helen Kane, coming from Washington State. And,
Helen Kane, what's going on, baby? Welcome to the front line.
253. Hey,
what's going on?
Oh, boy. Hey, you're hot. You know what I'm saying? And I would like to say the strongest source of appreciation is through experience and downfall. You know, you don't know how to get back up until you know how to fall down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? So, you know, a special shout out to you for building a stronger foundation to your life. You know, that's good. Whoa. You know, keep doing your thing, and you definitely are gifted. You know, I'm feeling
you're
single
so
all day. Don't stop working. You feel me?
Don't stop working. Appreciate it. I appreciate it. That's some inspiration I'm going to take with me, man. Sometimes you need that. I appreciate that so much. Thank you.
No, that's real. You deserve that. You know what I'm saying? It's coming from the right place.
Thank you. Definitely appreciate it.
That's definitely what's up, man. Big shout out to Helen Kane, man. We play her a hot track, Go Get Her, Go Get Her. That's the anthem right now over here in Pierce County. Stay
hot
over
her
here.
I gotta check her out.
God, they killing that song, man.
Hey, and that beat, you know, I totally agree with him. You know what I'm saying? You got greatness in the making, you know?
Yeah.
You got greatness in
almost
the making.
Definitely.
From scratch? Ooh-wee, watch out for that.
Hey, I'm definitely appreciating
right
that
path.
Feedback. He's definitely listening in on a call line. And Lonnie Mack, I got to give it to you. Delivery. Nice on the delivery. Even with the beat. And that's what I'm looking for. Looking for delivery. We're looking for beats. And even with this beat, and Diva ain't really all about twerking. I know y'all young and that's y'all thing or whatever the case may be, but I want to ask you a question because I want to get this from a man's point of view. What does twerking benefit the queens now? How is twerking benefiting the young queens in college? Even the little middle schoolers is twerking now. So being that you're on your job and that you're twerking, how is that helping us again?
I mean, it's really hard to say because it's kind of a grown-up subject. When you say twerk, it's for the grown folk. It's not really for the young folk, you know what I mean? So you got to be able to make this distinction in your music to say, okay, this not for y'all. This not for y'all. Y'all can have fun. Y'all can do what y'all want. But y'all got to understand that this is for the grown folk right here. You know what I mean? This is for the grown folk to turn up. You just got to be able to. You got to be able to tell the difference, and that's up to the parents, because you know what I mean. We make music that's catchy. That's what artists is taught to make, this catchy music that everybody can say after they hear the hook once, they already know it. That's the type of stuff that we taught. So it's kind of like that's what we do. It's not to brainwash people or nothing like that, but that's how you got to sell your music nowadays, and the kids pick up on it first. And they take it and they run with it, but it's up to it's up to the grown ups.
Right there,
it's up to the grown ups. It's up to them to draw that line and be like, look, I gotta sit down, I gotta talk to you about something. This is for us, you know.
But
I mean?
We are grown ups, though. If you think about it, like you just said, we are grown-ups, and not to take from the music, but as an artist and as a radio personality and as radio, we have a bigger influence on these kids than that their own parents do now. Ain't that something? We have more of an influence on people's kids than what they have on them. How you going to tell me not to do this and not to do that? Not to remind you, I done bought that phone. I done bought that iPad. I done bought everything that you see it. And you mean to tell me that this person got more of an influence?
Hey, yo, check me out. And this is the major thing, right? Look, that's one song out of 15 that I done did. Like, the one thing about me as an artist, you can go to my website, LonnieMack.com. That's LonnieMack.com. You can go in there and you'll hear about five different. You'll hear so many tracks from me that sound totally different. And that's what I do because as an individual, as a person, you got different sides. Like, you got a side that want to party and want to see the twerk.
Yep.
Then you got a side that see your people's in a struggle, that's struggling to make ends meet and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got a side that just want to escape and just get away from the life. And then you got a side that's lost sometimes, you know what I mean? And this is the things that I do in my music, you know what I mean? Not only
that's
do
right.
I rap, I sing too. I make straight R&B tracks sometimes. And that's just what I do. Like, I try to attack every angle, every side, just to show the different shades of a personality and that a person can be. Like, and that's what it is. The twerk side is...
That's right.
All right, all right, all right! Yeah!
Come on now, you better give me that knowledge when you step up on the front.
Yo, you better stop.
Boy, I make you
Look,
I'm
going to tell you straight up. I'm going to tell you straight up, like the twerk side, that's when people is identifying with straight off.
Going twerk.
So as an artist,
but
I
think the whole twerking thing is just a repeat of what we was doing with Luke, you know, when
right.
we was popping that coochie. Twerking ain't nothing
right.
but what we did, you know. I ain't gonna sit here and lie. You know, twerking ain't nothing but a repeat of what we did when Luke came out with pop that coochie. Hey, pop that coochie, man, pop, pop, pop. Everybody was on the beach and whatnot. And you know, I guess my thing is, and thank you, Lonnie Mack, for helping me to realize that's for grown folks. But when I see little babies doing it, and then I've seen a grown woman at a party. On the floor with a little baby behind her.
Oh, my goodness.
How did
you see that?
Yes, I did, Lonnie Mack. This lady was on the floor with booty shorts on, twerking it. It looked like her body was like mechanic wise, and the little boy was behind him. He wasn't even no more than 5 years old with his hand on her hip. Pumping,
oh, no.
looking and smiling, and we had a room. It was a room full of grown folks cheering them on. I wish I could have de-slapped all of them. I wanted to boost
yeah.
and kick them off. You know, it's like, and I like what you said. You're absolutely right when you say this is for grown folks. We need to teach a difference. But unfortunately, in some areas that the media, and like you said, I'm a versatile artist. I'm an artist. I talk about everything, you know, and in my music, but we need to really start pulling up our boots, strapping up, squatting up, and saying, listen, I'm going to put the parentals on this. You'll learn about this when you get older. Because it's going to happen.
Right.
It's going to happen. They're going to be exposed to this. And it's unfortunately that we have to expose our children, well, not expose our children, but talk to our children a lot more about things that they're going to see when they get to school. You know, even talking about Becky and FaceTime. It's necessary.
Children are growing up so much more faster than they did back in the day. Even me and my generation, I'm a 90s baby, and I grew up so fast. I knew about sex when I was 8 years old, you know what I mean? So I can imagine. I knew about it. I didn't know what I was doing, you know what I mean? But I knew about it. I knew what it was. I knew what I had to do. So I can only imagine these kids nowadays. It's crazy out here in this world right now. And it only gets
it
more real
crazy.
As we go on. It only gets
you know
more
what?
Real.
We're
the music, gets more explicit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's not really even an artist's fault. It's just what the industry tells us to put out. That's what's popping right now.
But this is my question. You know what I'm saying? As the artist, y'all have the power. The industry don't have the power. Because without y'all, the industry is nothing. You artists can tell these labels, your managers, radio station, even me. You guys control the airwaves.
But I'm going to ask you this, Diva. Mm-hmm. When there's so many artists out here that's willing to do what the industry tell them to do.
Right.
Where is there room for the artists that want to break that formula and want to do their own thing? It's only so many of them that get out there. As far as artists breaking that formula right now, what can you say? A Common, a Kendrick, who else?
But how long are they really lasting at the end of the day? Here's my thing. Those artists are fly by night. They may be here because they on a trend. And you know a trend only lasts for 15 minutes. So are you making records that's hits? Or are you making records that's for minutes? You know what I'm saying? You're absolutely right. But there's so many artists out here, but they only last for 15 minutes. And then they go on. We only know them as long as a tweet. And after the tweet is over, you on to the next one. So are you making...
And that's why I got to say why music is such a hard lane to fit in. It's such a fine line, and it's so opinionated. It's so hard to do this.
Like a no-win.
Like, because you struggle, as an artist, you struggle with this on an everyday basis. Like, what are you supposed to put out? Me as an artist, when I ride my car, I don't put the radio on. I might put the radio on for 10 minutes. I turn it off. I might listen to myself for 10 minutes. I turn it off. If I'm listening to anything, it's the oldie station. And I'm listening to Osley's, this, that, and the third. Because I can't cloud my judgment as an artist. If I'm listening to all this other extracurricular things that's going on out here, it's going to cloud me as an artist. And I'm going to start making music that I feel that I'm supposed to make. You know what I mean? I want to make
Melody
music.
Melody Mac, let me ask you this question. Just like you do it, how you know it ain't 100 billion more people like you that's doing it? We are out there doing it. We are doing the same thing. We are sick
and
of the mess that we are hearing.
And I'm going to tell you this, right now. Every day out here in these streets, it's somebody else out there that's hotter than me that's doing what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. It's somebody out there that's hotter than the next artist that's doing it. People got to understand that the music is 10% of the game right now.
Yeah.
It's not about the music no more. It's not.
Nope.
It's about your marketing. It's about your promoting.
Yep.
It's about if people want to follow you and get behind you. That's what it's about nowadays. Mm-hmm. As far as the music, you being hot, you can focus on being hot for years. And then next thing you know, you're 40, and you're the hottest person that anybody ever heard. But the only people that know it is the people that's on your block. And that's what killed it right there. Like, people are worried about being hot so much. They'll forget all the other stuff. Like, the game nowadays is about being complete. You have to be complete.
Well,
you can't worry. The lyrics is minor. It's minute. It's minute. If you whack and people want to follow you and you got some swag,
they'll do it.
The label going to mess with you.
Yeah.
They're going to sign you. But it's a lot of people out there that's getting multi, like six-figure deals, seven-figure deals off of swag.
But you got to look at it. They may be getting these deals, but it's always somebody in their pocket. It may be six figures, but after everybody eats, they left with about 2.5. And you absolutely right when you say it is about the business. You gotta take care of your business side as an artist. It's more being an artist, and you said how it's hard out here, but just being an artist and being a brand. Becoming a brand is the key. That's the important thing. You know, you can make it. There is lanes, but becoming a brand and a respected brand and a brand that's going to be able to, you know, people can say, you know what, you know, I got my Lonnie Mac shades on, or Lonnie Mac Incorporated Foundation, or Lonnie Mac women shelters, Lonnie Mac family shelters. You know, attaching yourself and your brand to things that matters and that's going to be here for the long haul, and that's kind of like, because you're kind of like doing things on purpose to make sure you giving humanity and you helping on purpose, and you're going to win because of that.
Right.
If you say, okay, Lonnie Mac Jordans, it's going to be like, oh, you got some new Lonnie Mac? 6 months later.
Yep.
Oh, you got some new Helen Keynes? 3 months later. You got some new Diva Ebony Beans? It's like the iPhone.
Right.
And people actually, and the thing about it is, it's about branding yourself. You stay 100, you stay true to your music and to yourself, because you are planting seeds, Lonnie Mac. And we need you. We need a person with your skills, your talents to come along and bring back the originality of hip-hop, culture, unity, education, and business all in one. Because there's young men out here who's listening to your music and say, man, I want to be like Lonnie Mac, man. That's what I want to be like. I want to rap like him. I want to go to shows like him. You are a figure, you know, whether you want to or not. And look at you. Look where you at. You on Frontline Fridays. You know how many people are going to hear this interview? Come on.
Hey, you're right, man.
Come on. This is a global network.
You definitely
Frontline
right.
Frontline Fridays,
definitely
UK.
Right.
Frontline Fridays, Los Angeles. Frontline Fridays, Lubbock, Texas. Frontline Fridays, New Jersey. Think about all the young men and grown men that's going to hear this right now and say, yo, I want to be like Lonnie Mac. I want to hear more of his music. Lonnie Mac, tell them how to hear your music, where to follow you, and where to go, so we can make sure they know, so they can be able to have that substance and that groundbreaking stuff that they need.
All right. First off, you gotta go to LonnieMac.com, and that's LonnieMac.com. That's my website. You go in there, you'll get my music, you'll get my first mixtape, and you'll get the start to my next mixtape. You'll get my videos, you'll get everything. Everything that I did and I didn't put out, you'll get it right there. Other than that, you can go on YouTube, you can go on Google, you can type in Lonnie Mac, and you'll get the same thing. You'll get the same thing. I haven't really started releasing the whole next tape yet because of a lot of paperwork that I got to do and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, real life gets in the way. Real life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just real life. I still got to pay bills. I still got to do what I do. So, you know, it is what it is. But at the same time, everything will be dropping soon. And I'm out here working. I'm trying to make this thing happen 100%. And, you know, I'll tell you like this. Like real life, I got a story real quick, if you'll let me, Diva. Like,
cool.
I just did an audition for to open up for Meek Mills. Or
nice.
Meek Mill. Not Meek Mills, because Meek Mills is two of them. It's Meek Mills and it's Meek Mill. Meek Mill is the real
one. Okay.
So I just
yeah, it's one that's going to jail, right?
I'm getting to that, right? So
I just
had an audition. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, right? I just had an audition open up for Meek Mill in Camden, New Jersey for Temple Homecoming.
Camden.
And I
shut
it down like I did what I was supposed to do. Shout out Trinity Live, Camden. Mm-hmm. I did what I was supposed to do. And then the day after I do the audition, boy get locked up. Boy get locked up. And I'm like, yo, I'm just sitting at the crib. I'm like, yo, such a good opportunity for me to get out the position that I'm in and to better myself. And better the situation for everything that's going on, and boy, just get locked up, and a lot of people get discouraged by this.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people get beat up by it and be like, man, whatever. But at the same time, that's just a sign that you was on the right path, my man.
Right.
Like if something happened to you like that, and you was doing everything you was supposed to do, you just got to go that much harder.
Yep.
That's all it is. So. To all my artists out there, everybody that's trying to make something happen, anybody that got a dream, that's putting blood, sweat, and tears behind it, when something get in your way, run it over. Go that much harder, because that's all it's about. That's all it's about. It ain't nothing trying to stop you. It's just trying to say, do you really want this? Because this is what it's going to take.
Mm-hmm.
It's just prepping you for the real battle. Because once you really get out there, it's going to be 10 times harder. 10 times. you think it's easy now, it's going to be way harder once you get out there. You're coming at your neck. Like, this is real.
I have this saying all the time. You're right. It is real out there in the street. And I have this saying, your attitude determines your success, and your attitude determines your happiness. Wherever you at right now is because of your attitude. Point blank period.
Right.
It all boils down to your attitude. So your attitude determines your success, and it determines your attitude. And one thing that I've been teaching myself and my family and my team and my son is, master the skill of turning negative into positive. When you do something verbatim over and over and over and over and over again, you master the skill. Any sensei would tell you that. That's why they have them practicing and doing the same moves or the same formula over and over again, so you can master the skill. Now, if what much is asked, much is required. If you want you're going to have to sacrifice some stuff, and you're going to have to keep getting it. And that's for everybody. For artists, for radio personalities, for promoters and whatever, that's cool. Just get back up and say, you know what? This is something that I learned from, and I'm going to keep going because I want this as bad as I want sleep. And I'm not tired enough. Y'all can do what y'all want to do. But guess what? It's only but a period of time. Now, Meek Mill, the prosecutor said that, you know, his behavior was too whatever, and they was concerned about his behavior, so he's on probation or probation right now. Is this correct, Lonnie Mac?
He on parole.
He's on parole, so the prosecutor or the DA, it's a little different.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
And he'd be bad mouthing the DA and his tracks and stuff like that. So it didn't help. You know, they listen
to
all
that. But he got a freedom of speech, though. He got a freedom of speech. He should be able to say what he feels.
At the same time, you got to understand. You got to understand that these people don't want to see you win. You're young, black, you're richer than they ever can imagine to be. So it's a certain way that you got to be, certain way you got to handle yourself. You got to be smarter than them and not put yourself in certain situations. And I pray for that man, and I wish him the best, because I'm from Philly, and It's a bad feeling. Everybody out here, they feeling some type of way. I'm not even gonna hold you.
Yeah, you.
He a good dude, and he's about
his work.
But you
gotta learn how to pick your battles, though. You gotta learn how to pick your battles. You gotta learn how to pick your battles.
You can't play with the law. You can't play with.
Nope.
Them. Once they get you on the papers, you gotta do what they tell you.
You on.
That's it. Especially if you on, they got the microscope on you now. But like I pray for that man. It is what it is.
Yeah, but you know what? He gonna do those 3 to 6 months, which sometimes we call it 365. You know, big shout out to Brick City, big shout out to Newark. You just do your little time, and you just keep it moving. You get better, because sometimes it's not all. It's sometimes the Most High sits you down to save you. Sometimes the Most High gotta hide you and take you somewhere to humble you. So you can be able to do what he wants you to do. And I think sometimes we kind of get puffed up in our own self. You know, we do. We get puffed up in our own self, and we kind of get off track. But sometimes the Most High to spare you. And big shout out to my brother Corey, man. I'm so glad that you're home, baby. Sometimes the Most High got to take you and hide you and put you somewhere to save your life.
Yep.
Exactly.
Because of our reckless
and
our feeble thinking.
You're right about that. Definitely right about that.
And getting back to your music, man, Lonnie Mac, it's just amazing that you're here and sharing all this knowledge, but filthy. I want to get back to the music, though. How many pieces of music have you created thus far in your career so far?
As far as, like, actual tracks?
Yeah, tracks, or albums, mixtapes, however you did.
Albums, I would say I probably created about like 4 or 5 as far as tracks, probably well over 200. But I say this, now was the only time that I felt I was ready to release everything to the public. It takes a while. I feel as an artist, you really have to know yourself. Mm-hmm. And know what you want to release to the public, and know how you want to present yourself. You really have to know yourself, because it's easy to get out there and just start doing music and get lost. Mm-hmm. You're just out there just saying anything and everything. You think this is what they want you to say, and it's not really what it is. And you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm 27 now, and you know what I mean? It's like, dad, I could have been on years ago. I could have been putting something out, but was I really ready? Was I ready for the industry? Did I learn my lessons that I was supposed to learn? And it's, I don't think I did. But at this point now, I know myself as a person, as a regular person, to experience regular life and know what regular life is. So when it really does hit, it's kind of like, okay, hold on. I see what's going on over here, but let me scale back. Let me pay these bills first real quick before I go out and splurge on the Jesus piece. Let me do this real quick before I go cop this new Benz. You know what I mean? This SL500. Let me do this over here real quick. And that's just where my head is right now. Let me get mom straight. Let me get my niece straight real quick. Let me make sure she got her college fund taken care of. It's certain things that I set up a little differently because of that. And I'm happy. I'm happy that I'm a little bit older and I'm in a... And I'm just getting my foot in, but I know what it's about now. You know what I mean? I know what's ahead of me. I'm not rushing to sign nothing. I'm not rushing to sign nobody. You know what I mean?
And that's what I think. Yeah, I know. And I think that's what's the most important. We want to be able to have more, you know, artists that's at peace rather than at war, because that's what we're seeing now. Seeing, and we all done been through it. You ain't the only one. You know, a lot of artists come up that, you know, you mad on all 15 tracks? Come on, son. Damn. You had to have one happy day. I'm just saying, like, you mad on all 15 tracks. You made an album about being mad. I mean, sometimes you need to let it out, get a little frustration out, but still, it has to be
mad.
One happy day, and you know, and then you remix a mad song. I actually know a person right now that's mad at the happy song. How you mad at Pharrell's happy song? You got to be.
I don't get that.
Come here, man. Let me get
people
you
tell me
hug.
All the time. I don't like that track. I'm like, how you don't like that track? How you don't like that track right there? That track right there is the joy. How you don't like that joy?
Yeah, they hate it. They be so mad. How you hate happy? You need to go and hug yourself. I don't even need to give you a hug, son. You need to go and hug yourself. And one person that I do want to hug when she do come out is Remy Ma. I can't wait for that woman to come home. I just can't wait. Do you know, I'm putting a bid in right now for her. Big shout out to Remy Ma. Big shout out to Pat
Big
Boos.
Shout out.
Big shout out to Pat Boos for holding Remy Ma down and taking care of her seed, yo.
Yeah.
You hear me?
Please don't shoot nobody.
Damn, Pat Boos got mad weight on him now. That's crazy. I was looking at something.
Yo, please don't shoot nobody else, Remy.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure Remy is going to be a lot more humble when she come home. And, you know, she got her son, you know, and want to be able just to be with her kid and with her family, man. I'm pretty sure she going to get it together. You know, she ain't going to shoot nobody.
I'm sure, too.
The next time she probably,
I'm sure.
she just got a gun in your pocketbook and be like, bow, bow. That ain't funny. I was mad when Remy went down. But, you know, it happens that way. But big shout out for Papoose for holding her down. And what's all
Everybody
about this hot mess news? Hold on. I got some hot mess news that I wanted to ask you about. I'm glad I'm looking at these. No, yeah, Helen Kane, know what's about to come. What is
all right,
mess?
All right, all right.
Why they do it to the diva? Hot mess news.
Bless.
Did Ja Rule really leave his wife for his boo love in jail?
All right.
He's
happy too.
Yeah. That's uncomfortable.
He's
happy too. Yeah, I don't know what was going on with boy. That's
what?
So uncomfortable. Like, what's up with boy?
What? What was that? I was like, oh boy, he didn't beast up too in jail. Don't get me wrong. But did he leave that fine queen for his boo-boo in jail? Did he divorce her with the beautiful little chocolate daughter for a sausage
pack? Every man need a lady.
No, he did not.
Lie.
No, he did not. No, he
a lie. You lied. We're gonna take your fucking song off the track. Yeah.
We're gonna do it up on the evening. Yo, 56 caught it years ago.
Yo, 50
with
Cent,
the whole situation.
Yeah, 50 Cent knew what it was. He knew what it was.
He
just
knew.
Go.
He knew.
Missed.
I'm just saying, we need more chocolate brothers. And Lonnie Mac, you a cute chocolate brother too. Hey, boo.
You better stop.
Shout out
you
to the chocolate. Hey. Diva always got crinkles on deck, baby. Crinkles on deck.
I appreciate it. I take all the
but I love my king. No, I love all my kings, and I love to see my brothers doing it, you know, big. I love to see my brothers doing things in the communities. That just actually makes y'all extra attractive because y'all doing things in the community and for the kids.
Right.
It's like, yeah, I want to ride
right.
for him. I want to be his
right.
ride or die. I don't want to, no, don't let little Day Day out. No, don't free little Day Day and little Big Dre and little Book. You know, keep them in. Let out Hakeem. What? Let out David. Let out Sharon. Let him out. What? Let out the brother that's paying that child support on time. Come on now. Oh, God. But that was Diva's hot mess. Yeah. Mac, holla at us, man. It's a whole different world in Philly. I'm ready to come back home. My family want me to come back home to Newark, New Jersey. But I'm like, y'all a battlefield right now. Why y'all can't come and visit me on the West Coast? You know, we over here eating salmon and shrimp and, you know, crab cakes. Why y'all can't come see me? Why y'all can't come to Seattle?
The only time I came to the West Coast, I got so high I could function. I just had to sit myself down. I had the tea. I had the lemonade. I had the Rice Krispies.
You
had the cookie. I had the key.
You got
gravy. I had the weed. I had everything. Like, I was too bored. I can't mess with y'all out there, man.
Yeah.
But you got to take
next time
moderation.
I come out there, next time I come out there, it's all business.
Don't fuck with us, baby. Come mess with us. Don't come out here messing with us. You're supposed to take your time.
Don't,
I know us coming from the East Coast. It's like, wow, y'all really got little dispensaries and stores around here. I can carry an ounce on me with a medical card at any time. Is y'all crazy? That's just like putting a hood rat in the baby's seat if she can take all the money. She gonna stuff her mouth, she gonna stuff her ears, she gonna stuff her shoes, she gonna stuff her weave, her ponytail. You cannot put her there. Why would you do that to her? You can't do that. But you absolutely right. And a lot of these people over here stay high all the time. That's why they so calm.
I can't mess with you, yo.
Oh, dude, you hit my car. It's all right, dude. It's okay. Let's smoke a bong right now. We waiting on the popo. Popo get there. They getting high.
Look, I'm gonna take a trip, though. I'm gonna definitely be out to LA. I'm gonna be out there to the West Coast. Check y'all out. I got peoples over there.
Yeah.
I definitely need to get back out there.
Well, we definitely want to turn up and have it, you know, have the get your music out here, you know, and keep pushing. We're going to keep pushing here on Frontline Fridays. We're going to keep pushing here on the West Coast, you know, and then once they keep spreading the world and getting big, we can start having the fans request you to come out here. You know, we would
that's
love to see
you.
And you
got to give me
here.
That email. Hey, Diva, you got to give me that email. I still ain't get that email.
Oh, wow.
You know what? I ain't get it. So, look.
Can you get it?
Once we get off the phone, you gotta text me or whatever you do. I'm gonna send you the text out with the real email in there, whatever. I need the email.
I will definitely take care of that. I was wondering about that, but you know, we were good on our feet, baby. I definitely
yeah.
we get it done. Best believe Diva gonna get it done. But it's okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay.
So hit me up. Yeah,
I'm
going to
take care of it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm about my work. I'm definitely ready to work. So you know what it is.
Most definitely, man. We got Lonnie Mack up in this thing. Y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button to be heard. Also, you can jump in the chat room. I see everybody in the chat room, too. Y'all want to ask Lonnie Mack questions? I'm not going to repeat all of this. Y'all better call that call-in number. I see all these people. I see all of them in the chat room. Hey, ask Lonnie Mack now. But who call into the station? 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. He a man about his business. He won't bite unless I tell him to. Let's get into some Samara Bubbles right now. Cut the check. We'll be right back. More with Lonnie Mack, yo. It's your girl, Diva Ebony. Let's go.
Alone, this beat too big for me. Ha, I'm being modest, but to be on the street talking, they were saying you was holding out, waiting for the hottest. See, MFMC, there is lyrically, I MC the clip is gonna blow up, bubble on deck, cause I show my flow up. I'm reckless with it, I spit bars for you ish frick, and I start your best hit. I can take charge back credit, cause your favorite stars are dim wit. Well, I'm a music problem and a fashion icon, but I don't rock name Brennan, unless my name and all you hungry artists are after King Star, so I put you on. I wanna feature, be the worst move ever, get body by a girl on your beat, bruh.
But I know you wanna collapse me though.
How you gonna teach me how to flow when I bleed every month? Straight shooter, no wind, cause I'm blind. Pink lips, nice teeth on a jumper with a name like Bubble, best to live, I got a bump. Fuck a stunt in a Honda, white front in the Audi. To the repo man, show up with a tow truck, stop my nigga, he Audi, please. Ain't no pimp, just a pedophile on steroid. But your profile status from your Android, posting that boy's toys. Mean little boys, put on my boy shorts, but not for little boys. For your little man, unless you little then. Never mind, just another greedy slime, couldn't get it up with his little hands. Ah!
AOP, he call you yet? Yo, I don't know why he keeps hitting me up talking about when we gonna collab if you don't got no budget. I'd invest in your career, bruh. Yo.
By the way, I don't name drop, I lame drop. Your label did when that album flopped. Some groupies did when you thought you was poppin'. Can't believe you thought you was hot then. Now or never, homie, it's now, never mind. I can write the raps for you, it's not a better time. Obviously you can't press rewind, yo. Have you checked out your hairline? Ha! To the bank, cut some braids. Nope, I ain't on my face. Go figure, probably a fake dealer. Funny looking Millie Vanilli. Looking funny, I can tell you what's feeling me from the ceiling. Head to toe, blow, blow, rhyme some more. I got bars for days. Cash, check, or credit, just gotta get paid.
You could be rich. Yo, I can keep going if you want me to. Ah, nah, we already gave him 3 verses. He good. Hold up, King. Let me sing something. Then you can mix it down.
Friday, front line, Friday, front line, Friday, front line, Friday, front line, Friday, it's front line, Friday, front line, Friday, it's front line, Friday,
front line, Friday, I got the diva, Ebony, I got the diva, Ebony, I got the diva, Ebony, I got the diva,
if you're an artist,
business. Artists about to show business. Business that's artistic. Here we showcase the gifted. Come tune in and get lifted. Learn to hustle and flip it. Whether you're on a budget or riding around and getting it. Got promo at the wazoo. Call in, we'll spot you. All the artists on fire, so you know that music hot too. We got you, can't knock it. Interviews to topic. Yeah, the haters won't block it, but a freight train could stop it. We on the spot, on the grind. 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 We on the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind.
Hey, Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey, Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey, Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey, Ebony B, I got your diva.
Welcome to Frontline
Friday.
It's Frontline
Friday.
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 Squad up. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Friday. Salute to everybody that's tuned in live right now. Big salute to all the Twitter followers, Twitter fam, all the Facebook fam, and big salute to all the
all right,
fam. Yeah. I see y'all tuned in. So Lonnie Mac, they kind of, I don't know, these people in the chat room. I'm going to tell y'all some people in the chat room. Take my belt off. And like, oh, you just asked him the question. I can't call in. My baby crying. It's all right. My baby might be crying in a little bit. But I got to go ahead and get to these questions right here. So Making Moves Queen says, ask Lonnie Mac, besides himself, who are some of the artists that he gives respect to in Philly? Okay. Good question.
In Philly?
Yeah.
Whew. I would say Meek Mills. I would say Lee Mazin. I would say Quilly Mills. I would say Santos. And Gilly. I say Gilly. And I say my boy Bump too. Bump Spado. The whole major figures. Because I bang with them. Like, I see them all the time when I go to the stew. And it's mainly because of the grind. And I ran into a young boy the other day at the audition. I think his name was Reese. It was Reese something. I don't remember his whole name, but it was Reese something. Boy from Philly, though. But he go in as a young boy. And he going too, and it's mainly because of the grind. I bang with a lot of people because of the grind. Because as far as rapping, anybody can do that nowadays. Like, yeah, the boy down the block from me can rap, but it's about like, what are you doing to set yourself apart from the next man? What are you doing as far as your grind? What's going to make you stand out? And when I identify with these people because of that, it's something else, because I see the hunger, and I see that they understand what it's going to take to get to that next level, and that's what it's about. That's really what it's about nowadays.
Yep. Stella Moore 147, and I'm going to get to you, Helen Kane. I know you got something you want to say. Stella Moore 147. Stella Moore 147 says, is hip-hop still alive? Do you feel that hip-hop is still alive? And if so, who's keeping it alive in 2014 industry right now?
Do I feel like hip-hop's still alive? I do. I do. I feel like very recently hip-hop just woke up. I feel like a lot of people have getting tired of the I don't want to say that, but just the bubblegum phase, the South phase has faded out when people listen to the white tea thing and the lean with a rock with it type phase.
Lean with a white tea.
And I feel like the people that's leading that way, I would probably say like the Kendricks and the Drakes, the Wileys, the Meeks. I don't know. Who else would I say? Big Sean. Big Sean has his moments, but he definitely is a witty rapper that definitely comes out the box sometimes and glares his bananas. So, the Pusha T's, people like that, you know what I mean? That definitely take it a step beyond, unless you know that, you know, lyrics is definitely appreciated nowadays. And that's a good thing for a hip hop fan, you know what I mean? Definitely a good thing.
Helen Kane, I'm going to let you come in on this thing. Sad.
I'm enjoying this.
Sad, girl.
I'm over here enjoying this, you know. I'm loving what I'm hearing. I'm actually looking forward to working. We're working on a collab with Lee Mazin. So,
yeah.
I'm excited about that. That's something... You know, it's just so many people out here rapping. I hear you when you say this. There's a difference between a rapper and a lyricist. There's a difference between a person just doing it and versus loving it. It's a whole nother thing. You know, it's a lifestyle. You can rap through your day if you want to. You could, you know, you feel what you're doing. So for a person to get in this game and just not respect it, you know, that's offensive almost to us that love it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Got a relationship with it. It's also a responsibility, you know, because words of power, music is power. You know,
yeah.
And me myself, I could relate to what you were saying earlier. You were saying that, you know, you're rapping about what you feel. You're rapping about what you have different types of music. And I share the same passion. I'm talking about my life. So you're going to get different aspects of the game. You're going to get some inspiration,
struggle.
You're going to get some sexy. You're going to get some, because this is our life. We're talking about things that need to, you, it's almost therapy, you know?
Exactly. You know where I'm coming from.
Yeah, definitely. I'm digging. I respect you as an artist already, you know, just from this interview. I hear it. You know, I know you're going to do big things, and I got faith in you. I'm going to check you out and everything.
Thank you. I definitely appreciate it.
I'm
going
to share them to you right now. I'm going to share his website to you right now. I'm going to message you it. But I was just speaking earlier today. I got a call from an artist who was reaching out to me for, you know, radio advertising in a campaign. And, you know, I like to keep in the clean campaign. And I like to, you know, talk to the people that I'm talking to. So he got this song, and it's called... The Fast Life or something like that. It carried on, but you know, once I listen to the song, first of all, you're calling our queens out of their names. Second of all, you just talking about the regular, just talking about money, cars, you know, it was just a regular. There was nothing really special about it. So he's telling me that he's shooting a video for this, and I'm like, really? So I had to hear this about this video that you're shooting. So he like, yeah, you know, in the scene, it's going to look like we've written out the tattoo spot, and we've written out this other spot, and we've written out this other spot, this, and that, and so forth. But I had to stop him. I was like, wait a minute. This is not real hip-hop. This ain't even real life for you. How you talking about doing the video and you acting like you written it out? You know, I'm really starting to realize and see and look at it like the average rapper in the average video is just a rapper's fantasy. You should call your video your song Rapper's Fantasy. This is not real life, kid. Like, come on, Dunn. How you going to talk about the fast life and then, you know, you talk about all the cars, the money, the clothes, the chicks, and the brain, and the Becky, and this, and then all the verses, and then one verse you say, be careful because it may be your last. Really?
Thanks.
Like, you talk about this dude having and these chicks, or you know, all these women and whatnot, but what you really need to do, if you're gonna talk about something, why don't you show the other side of it, of the dude having three or four baby mothers, and he going from baby mama to baby mama house because he can't really get stable because he don't have a source of income because he done burnt himself out at 40, and now he a man somewhere and can't take care of these kids. Why don't you show the mother at the welfare office and, you know, stretching these food stamps to the end of this month and getting on this bus with her so-called red bottoms on? Come on now. Let's really get real with this. And you know what? I think I'm going to do an exposure rapper series. I'm going to do the 1-800-ExposureRapper.com. And then I'm going to do www.exposerapper.com. I'm going to do a whole series on exposing you rappers. It is coming. Y'all heard it. What's today? The 11th? Lonnie Mack is here. He is my witness. Diva said, I'm going to take this camera and I'm going to go around and I'm going to start exposing rappers. I'm done. It's hard for him out here. Now, we don't act like we written out this spot. We don't act like we written out this spot. We gonna go here. How you gonna act like you written out the value world? Oh, hell no.
Oh,
they laughed their ass off in the chat room.
Oh, no.
I'm just saying.
Violation of the penal code.
You got a good point, though. You got a real good point.
Penal code. It is a violation of the penal code. If you're going to show this man having all of these women and these chicks so-called having all of these, you know, men or whatever the case may be, why don't you show her later when she in the hospital and she got AIDS? Why don't you show her later when, you know, after
take
she
out all the rap artists. You're going to take out 50%
of
them.
I got my roach sprayed out anyway. They like roaches anyway. You need to spray them, your roach.
Shrinkage.
Your cockroach. Big shout out. Cockroaches. You gotta go. You making it bad for everybody else. And then now y'all know cockroaches make kids get asthma and whatnot around the house. Now we got other MCs and artists. It's hard for them to breathe out here because they didn't infect the music scene and everything. My true MCs and FMCs can't breathe that well because y'all didn't messed up the air. Now they got asthma and stuff.
Pollution.
You know what? I swear to God, and watch how much money I'm gonna make off of it. And I'm gonna stop talking about it. I might just cut that part out of the segment so nobody won't take my idea. Hey, look here, Lonnie Mack,
call it boom.
You have a K, you better not tell nobody with Jesus.
The highs and the zeros and shit.
Crazy. Yo, Lonnie Mack, I have so much fun with you. I know you like Diva is offthechain.com. Listen, when I get on this show, I'm a whole different person, baby. That's
All right.
We're about to get ready to get out of here. Lonnie Mack, go ahead.
I love it.
Oh, man. Lonnie Mack, I want you to educate the people on some stuff right now. Just drop a couple in the words. This is something that I usually do, you know, around the end of the show and just have our guests, you know, drop a jewel on them. So let me go ahead and get S. Colley in here so he can go ahead and set it up for you. Come on, S. Colley.
It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Come on.
It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Come on.
Hey, queen, gon' teach some. On the front line, Diva, Ebony B.
Come on.
Hey, queen, gon' teach some. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Come on.
Oh, big shout out to S. Colley right there for all my hot drops. Lonnie Mack, just drop a jewel on this man.
I'm going to tell you straight up. I'm going to keep it short and sweet, right? Because I believe that everybody got that potential that they scared to reach. A lot of people scared to go out there and get to their full potential and just test themselves to see where they can go. So one of my favorite bars that I ever came up with that I never even really dropped like that is, it just go like this. Life is what you make it. I built it to be the greatest. Plain and simple. That's all it is. Because that's all life is to me. It is what you make it. Whatever you put in, you get out. And for me, I do everything that I can do to better myself. Every day is just It's just a grind, and it's just a struggle to better myself. It's a hustle to better myself every day. I got to do something in the day that I wake up to better myself, and that's where that all comes from. It's just short and sweet. I'm not going to go deep in it or dive deep in it. It's not about that, because when you try to over-preach, people lose the vision. So that's what I'm going to keep it.
Yeah. Johnny Mac said, when you try to over preach, people lose the vision. You know, I'ma chop that. I'ma cut that part right there, and I'ma repeat it, and I'ma ride around in my car. Relax.
Oh, to all the churches.
To all the churches.
That's what it is.
Bishop Ronald, you gonna hear this. Bishop Smith and Brother Thompson and Deacon, what's his face? I got something for y'all. Yeah,
Buford. Buford.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, man, Lonnie Mac, thank you for coming through the front line, baby. You can come back anytime you want to and hang out with us and check us out. You know, you're definitely getting the support here. I'm definitely going to be hitting you up in a few. But the next time you come through, you now consider family now. So the next time you come through the front line, you're going to have to pour your own Kool-Aid the next time, baby. All right?
I'm going to pour my Kool-Aid all day, baby. That's what I'm going to do. I like that red
get
stuff,
him,
too.
Get him, baby. Let us... Go ahead and put this one out there one more time, your Facebook, and tell them how to contact you to book you for collabs and all that great stuff, man.
Hey, look, I'm on LonnieMac.com. That's LonnieMac.com. My Instagram is LonnieMac87. And my actual Twitter is Jelani Mac. That's JelaniMack.
Get him, baby.
On Twitter. Holla at me.
That's what's up. Helen Kane, go ahead and give your shout-outs, baby, before we get out of here.
Shout-out to all the real ones. The rest of them, we taking refunds. You can return to sender.
I want my money.
Yeah.
It is Frontline Fridays with the Diva Ebony B. Powered by Phenomenal Radio.